إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، once again I welcome all of you to tonight's class, and the lecture tonight is of extreme importance for all of us. عناية الإسلام بشأن الأسرة. The great importance that Islam gave to families, to family. Inshallah ta'ala, every Saturday night here we're going to try our best to bring to you the lectures and the statements, the advices, guidelines of our noble scholars, Ahlul Sunnah al-Jama'ah, as related to this subject matter of family, al-usra. How to start the usra, a family, and the importance of that, the roles of the husband and the wife, and the responsibility as related to the education and maintaining the household upon the Quran and the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Likewise, we're going to talk about the education of the children, talking about the different stages, teenagers, the youth, what makes them righteous, what is the problems facing the youth and the solutions that Islam have for that. I talk about respecting the parents and birrul walidain and many topics, inshallah. The rights of the husbands, the rights of the wife, the responsibilities, how they should live together, and many topics, inshallah ta'ala, as we're going to elaborate on all of this from the statements, the lectures, in the books of our noble scholars. We began tonight by this talk by our beloved Shaykh Dr. Salih Al-Fawzan, Hafidahullah, Inayatul Islami bi Sha'ni Al-Usra. قال الشيخ حفظه الله: من المعلوم لديكم أن المجتمع يتكون من الأسرة. It is well known that a society is made of families. Any community, any society is made of families that come together. In neighborhood, what make a neighborhood? Families move together next to each other. And then a neighborhood next to another one, they make a section of the city. And then before you know it, you have a city, then you expand it and you have a society and a community. So community or society is made of families. والأسرة تتكون من الأفراد. And the family itself is made of individuals. Is made of persons. كالبناء الذي يتكون من الأساس والبنات. Same thing like a construction, like a building. That is made of the foundation and bricks. A building like this one we here sitting in is made of foundation that maintain the rest of the building, mainly the bricks and all that which make a building. وبقدر قوة الأساس وقوة اللبنات وانتظامها يكون البناء صرحا شامخا وحسنا راسخا. Now when you look at a building, the soundest is the foundation and the bricks. The strongest these components are, and also they are put in harmony and they are placed in the right way based on knowledge. Not anybody can build. Not anybody can go to Home Depot or Lowe's or whatever and bring bricks and start putting them together. Now you have to have knowledge. So you have to have the right material, strong, material and having knowledge, and when you put that together in a harmony, then you have a strong building. Strong foundation, strong material, give you a strong building and a strong construction. So that construction become a lofty, even high, you can build a lofty high towers, high buildings, because the foundation is strong. And they stay there, even though they high, they stay. Because they are holding together, because the foundation is strong, and they are put in a, based on knowledge. And you can have deeply rooted and strong fortress, strong walls, as long as the foundation is solid and the material is used is the proper material. The proper material. قال الشيخ كذلك, after bringing this example, قال كذلك المجتمع الإنساني. This example applies on the human society. This example of a building, each part of it holding firm the other, and so therefore along with the foundation, that building maintain its strength and endure the wind, the rain, the snow. It's because it is solid, and each part of it is solid enough to hold the other one, and together they make a strong building. Likewise, the human society. إنما يكون صالحا بصلاح الأفراد والأسر التي يتكون منها. A righteous, strong, righteous society, it can only be that way if the individuals and the societies that make the community, the society, are strong and are righteous. If the families are righteous, the usar, if the individuals who make and form those societies, those families are righteous and upright and firm and strong upon the deen of Allah, then we're going to have strong, upright, righteous societies. ولهذا شبه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم المجتمع المسلم بالبنيان الذي يشد بعضه بعضا. That's why you find in the hadith the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he likened and resembled the Muslim community to strong building, to a strong building that each part of that building maintain and add to the strength of the other. وبالجسد الواحد الذي يتألم كله بتألم عضو من أعضائه. Likewise, the Prophet ﷺ gave us an example that the Muslim community and society is like one body. One body. It's like a human body. If one part of it aches, the whole body catches in fever. It reflects on the rest of the body. Likewise, if there is a family or a number of families or individuals in the community, they are not righteous, they are not upright, their actions and statements reflect on that society as well. Have impact on that society. ولهذا يقول الشيخ حفظه الله عني الإسلام عناية تامة بتكوين الأسرة المسلمة واستصلاحها. For all of these reasons, for the importance of the family, because this is the nawat. This is the seed for a community. Because as the Shaykh mentioned, a community or society is nothing but families come together. For this reason and for the important role that the family play in the uprightness and righteousness of a community, you find that Islam, from the mahasin of Islam, from the beauty of Islam, you find Islam gave a great importance to family. And how to form a family, how to start a family. And once you start the right way a family, Islam teach us and tells us how and what to do so that you can be useful. That family is useful. Not the family become a burden on the rest of the families. No, a family that will add to the righteousness. When somebody move, a family move to an area, they add in a positive way. They have a positive impact. Good. They add good to that righteous community. And that's why you know that this subject matter is very important for us. To check what we're doing, because we have families. We have families, and we have to pay attention to the statement of our noble scholar, and we're going to bring to you statements of other noble mashayikh, so that we can correct any mistakes we're doing. If we're doing the right, let us check the foundation, let us check the material we're using and still using. Alhamdulillah, it's never too late. We're still alive. We're still in this dunya. We're not in a grave. So we can always rectify, make the needy and necessary changements. And we do all this for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to please Allah, following the guidelines of our noble scholars, who themselves, they bring them from the sources of this religion, the Quran and the Sunnah of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. قال الشيخ ولما كان تكوين الأسرة يبدأ من اتصال الذكر بالأنثى عن طريق الزواج أمر الإسلام باختيار الزوج الصالح والزوجة الصالحة. He says, the Sheikh says, since the family began when a man and a woman, because these are the founders of the family, a man and a woman, by the way of marriage. A man marries a woman, and they move together, and they start a small family. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them children, the family become bigger and bigger and bigger, alhamdulillah. So since the family starts by marriage, through marriage, a man married a woman. You find for this reason, and for the beauty of Islam once again, that Islam commands us to choose the righteous husband and the righteous wife. Don't just rush and get married. Now the man who's righteous himself, he's upon righteousness, he's going to take his time, be patient, and choose the righteous wife. And the righteous wife, those who are representing her, whether it be her father or anyone else, they have to be patient and find her a righteous husband. Because that's what the Islam commands us. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا أتاكم من ترضون دينه وخلقه فزوجوه إلا تفعلوه تكون فتنة في الأرض وفساد كبير. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم tells in this hadith that the Imam al-Albani authenticated in Sahih al-Jami' al-Saghir number 270 on the authority of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. Prophet ﷺ addressing awliya al-umur, those men who are in charge of the women. If somebody come to you asking to marry that woman that you are in charge of, whether she be your daughter or your sister or elsewhere or anyone else, the Prophet ﷺ, he says, if you are pleased with his religion, is a righteous person, operate upon his religion and his manners, Very important. Manners as well. This man has good manners, the manners of Al-Islam. Make it easy for him. Marry that girl for that righteous man who has good manners and good etiquette. The Prophet ﷺ says, if you do not do this, if you, meaning you continue to reject righteous men, as it is Allah al-Musta'an, it happens sometimes because of ethnic and this and that, and we receive many times questions, oh, can you akhi ask the ulama for me? Especially in some countries where they don't want to, like, there is no way for somebody else to marry their girls. You know, so in some Arab countries they have this. Pakistan, Bangladesh, and some other African societies. You know, I'm just giving you these examples because of the many questions we receive. That they reject a person simply because he's not from the tribe. And don't feel bad for those who maybe was rejected once or twice, maybe. Sometimes people are rejected, they're from the same country, but they are rejected because they don't speak the same dialect. No. Same country and still cannot marry that girl. Same country. Why? Because he doesn't speak the same dialect. It's customs. The Prophet ﷺ says, if those who have manners have religion, they operate upon the religion, and have good manners of Islam are rejected, a fitna will happen on earth. And a great corruption. I can tell you just from some examples who happen, is that sometimes you find a girl, somebody come to marry her, and you have good manners, good akhlaq, good religion, and simply he's denied by the family of the girl simply because he's not from the same tribe. Not along the same country. Let's stay in the same tribe. And what happened after that? After the girl, she tries her best to convince his parents he's a good person. She has nothing to do with tribe, this, and she's patient with them for a while. And before you know it, she just said, listen, forget about it, she leave. And that's a fitna, that's fasad. Fitna fil ard. And especially if those parents, they want to marry her to somebody from the same family or tribe who has no religion. She's a righteous woman. She performs her prayers in time. She fasts Mondays and Thursdays. Maybe she stands up for tahajjud. Righteous woman. She memorizes Quran or diligent in trying to memorize it, and she's good and this and that. She give up the dunya for the akhirah, and they wanna marry her to somebody who don't pray and drink alcohol and smoke simply because he has more money. Some families think like that. Allah yahdihum. May Allah have mercy on them. May Allah rectify their affairs. And guide them to the path. Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala, he says once, a man came to him. Said, Ya Shaykh, in Saudi Arabia. He said, Ya Shaykh, I want you to do the marriage contract for my daughter with this young man right here. Okay, Shaykh said, La, alhamdulillah. Said, this is your daughter? He said, yes. You want to marry her to this man? Yes. MashaAllah. After he talked to them a little bit here and there, the Shaykh, now he get to the dowry. The dowry, you know the dowry, right? So the Shaykh, he says, what's the dowry? He said, riyal, 1 riyal. You know Saudi riyal? How much is that in here? It's like 30 cents. 1 Saudi riyal is like 30 cents or 33 cents or something like that.
27, 20.
Maybe 28 cents, not even 30 cents. Because $1 is three riyals and 75 halalas. Almost 4 riyals. Yeah, exactly. It's like around 28 cents. Sheikh Al-Uthaymeen, he's the one who narrated this. I heard him in a tape. Sheikh Al-Uthaymeen, rahimahullah ta'ala, he's like, say that again, please. Because in Saudi Arabia, the custom, the dowry is very high. 60,000 riyal. That's like $18,000. Some they want 100,000. And plus on that, gold. And the man has, some of the family has to have his own house. No rent. You gotta own your own place. And mean this and that and that. So Sheikh Al-Uthaymeen, knowing this, he's like, subhanAllah. Say that again, please. What's the dowry? He says, riyal. That's it? He says, that's it. Sheikh says, why? He says, he's a good man. He has good religion, upright, and has good manners. And he says, I was not going to ask nothing from him. I just, because I know you're going to ask for the dowry, I said, riyal. Otherwise, I don't want nothing from him. I'm willing to help him and assist him. Sheikh Al-Uthaymeen, he was very touched, subhanAllah, because you hear in the tone of his voice. And he started making dua for this man. He said, subhanAllah, look at this man. He don't want no dunya. Since he finds someone who's going to take care of his daughter. Why the ulama? He says, because the one who have the deen, he fears Allah. He's not going to do something that's going to, you know, interfere with their marriage. And even if the woman does something that is not right, because he has good manners, he's not going to oppress her. See how it is? He's not going to do no violation. He's not going to violate any of the commands of Allah and falling into haram, and therefore she has to deal with it like some men do. Some men, after a year, they got children, they do something very bad. And then the woman has to face all that. If she chooses to forgive that man and stay with him, it's with her. Now, having a good manners, even if he's mad or maybe something happened to him at work or in the streets, he's not going to bring that and take it out of her because he has good manners. And even when she herself start acting up because she's only a human, he's married to a human, he's going to be patient with her because of the manners he has. SubhanAllah. SubhanAllah, if we just elaborate on this point, we can stay here until Isha. Adam Mashayikh, Sheikh bin Baz, Albani, Ibn Uthaymeen, all of them, rahimahumullah, and those who are still alive. They're like, look, man, if you have a daughter for marriage, look for this. Follow the sunnah. You're a man of sunnah. Oh, you're a man of the sunnah in salat, alhamdulillah, in wudu, in ghusl, huh? In fasting, in Ramadan. Oh, you made hajj, you're a man of sunnah. Now when it's marrying your daughter, now you're looking for somebody who has more money. Now you look for the sunnah. You apply the sunnah in your life. قال الشيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه الله تعالى أمر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في هذا الحديث بتزويج من كان مرضي الدين والخلق. She's like, pay attention now to the hadith. In this hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded, there is a command of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this hadith, that who should be given in marriage? The one that you are pleased with his religion and his manners, his morals and character. That's the first thing we should ask about. Sheikh Al-Uthaymeen also, he mentioned that, how do you know a good person? Check the community. If he's in your community, you should know. If he said, oh, somebody come to your door to ask for your daughter, your sister, your mother, if whatever the case is, because some men, they still, mashallah, can be the wali of their own mothers, and she want to get married. Then he's like, oh yeah, I live right here, 3 blocks from the masjid. You never seen him. How long you been here? You just moved, right? Oh, no. I mean, 15 years. He was be. And then, what are you, Akhi? I'm busy, you know, it is. A lot of things. Do you go to another masjid? Oh, no, this is my masjid. But he don't come, no salat. Because this man, he always there, alhamdulillah, most of the time. Still don't see this person. Okay? don't see him, especially if the community is small, the most for us. So you're not going to say somebody live in Medina and say to someone, I don't see you in Masjid of the Prophet. That's a broad statement. You know what I'm talking about? Somebody going to say to somebody, do you pray, akhi? Oh yeah, where? In the Masjid of the Prophet. Oh no, I don't see you. How are you going to say there's 600,000 people pray every day in there? The Masjid is almost as big as Stone Mountain now. A little bit. Because the Masjid of the Prophet is like maybe what? 5-6 Walmarts together? Right or wrong? Those who've been there, right? It's big. It's a huge place. See those big Walmarts? Maybe 5-6 together. Or maybe more. It's a big place. And it's packed. People pray outside and on the roof. And somebody's like, oh, I don't see you, akhi, praying. Person praying behind you and you don't see him. Sometimes two people, they go together. And then when they call the iqama, one sneeze, one, he's gone. Where he at? Can't find him. It's so packed. Especially in time of Hajj, times of Ramadan and the like. But now, alhamdulillah, we're given, information that it's almost like that all year. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, people are going there. So the Shaykh al-Uthaymeen, he said, he asked, if you don't know that person, he's from another community, call the Imam of the Masjid. He said, what Masjid do you go to, akhi, you pray? Yes, call the Imam. Salaam alaikum, so and so. The Imam will know, because he's always in the Masjid. Oh yeah, that person, mashallah, alhamdulillah, naam. He always in the Salat. Alhamdulillah, he attends the classes the best of his ability. Whenever we need him for anything, he makes himself available. Alhamdulillah, he has good manners, because he's always patient. MashaAllah, good manners with the people. He respects the elders in the community. He's nice to the children. He's good to others. Always have a smile on his face. Never fight with anybody. Patience, alhamdulillah, generous. All these are good things. Nah. And also you do your homework. You ask about his friends. Who your friend? The job. Who is this? How long you been there? He delivers or whatever. How is he? Yeah, he's always on time. Alhamdulillah. Nice person. He's easy to talk with. He's easy. He never get mad or this. And even if he get mad, in no time he come back and apologize and this. See, these are good things. It's what you're looking for. So the Sheikh, he says now, look, Sheikh Fawzan, he says, look, here, the Prophet ﷺ commanded that you should look and give for marriage to the one that you are pleased with his religion and his manners and character. وَهَذَا يَدُلُّ عَلَىٰ أَنَّ مَنْ كَانَ فَاسِدَ الدِّينِ سَيَّ الْخُلُقِ لَا يَجُوزُ تَزْوِيجُهُ لَا إِلَهَ اللَّهِ. He said, now, this hadith is a proof itself that if a person have bad religion, meaning he's not practicing, right? Bad religion, that's not the right way to translate it. I take that back, okay? A person who's not practicing his religion. He's not serious about his religion. Okay? And on top of that, has bad manners. Ill manners. He says, it's not permissible to marry that person. Sheikh says. That we understand from the hadith that it's not permissible for that person to be given in marriage. That he's not serious about his religion, he doesn't practice it, and he has evil manners and wicked manners and bad manners. وفي هذا الحديث يقول حث على اختيار الأزواج واعتبار المؤهلات الشرعية. الله أكبر. A great benefit the Shaykh Fawzan says from this hadith, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is inciting us and giving us the motivation to choose how to make a choice, how to choose a husband for the woman that you're in charge of, and being in charge of her, you're going to be asking Yawm al-Qiyam for that choice. And in this hadith, a great benefit that we should take in consideration the qualifications of the religion
نعم. These are the qualification. Is a person qualified or not? Subhanallah. When a person apply for a job that requires qualifications of being electrician, not just any electrician, but in some special field of electricity or plumbing, for example, or mechanic or the like, they're not going to ask, are you tall? Are you 6'4 or 5'7? They're going to say, are you black or white? Are you Arab or non-Arab? They don't care about that stuff. They're going to say, are you an electrician? Yes, I am. Prove it. I'm 6'4. Okay, we're not recruiting for NBA here. 6'4 for basketball. No, this is, we ask you, if you're an electrician, prove it. Oh, here's my degree. See? Here's my master's. And I'm still doing my PhD, actually, you know. That's why I'm not going to be able to work certain days, because that's the goes they with my classes. They're like, no, we want you, man. We work with your schedule. They have a person who's studying PhD. They want that person with them. Likewise, in this hadith, we can look at the qualification that have to do with, that is linked to the legislation. Because that's what the Prophet ﷺ says. You're pleased with the religion and the manners. That's the deen. قال وكثير من الأولياء لا يعير هذا الجانب اهتماما عند تزويج موليته فلا يختار لها الرجل الذي أرشد إليه الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. He says, now based on this you will find many of those أولياء, the wali, wakil, those who are in charge of the women, they don't pay no attention to these qualifications. When they are about to marry those women, so they that person does not follow these guidelines in the hadith to choose for the woman the husband that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam incites us to choose. وإنما يختار لها الرجل الذي يهواه هو ولو كان فاسدا في دينه سيئا في خلقه لا مصلحة للمرأة من الزواج به. But rather this person choose for a woman a husband that he likes, following his desires, even if that person, meaning the husband, subhanallah, corrupt in his religion, not serious about religion, has very bad manners, will bring no addition and no good and no benefit and no righteousness in the life of that woman. SubhanAllah. Women have no benefits to gain marrying that person. But the wali still insists, no, this is the one you're going to marry. And that wali is opposing the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. Because the Prophet ﷺ has already commanded that the one who's supposed to be given in marriage is the one that upright upon the religion and have good manners and morals. This man has none of them. The woman have no benefit whatsoever marrying that a person like this. Here the Shaykh he mentioned, Shaykh himself, Shaykh Fawzan, قال فَكَمْ سَمِعْنَا مِنْ مَشَاكِلَ النِّسَاءِ الَّتِي وَقَعْنَا فِي سُوءِ الْإِخْتِيَارِ. Says, many times we heard the problems, the trials and the calamities and the hardships that women, some certain women go through. Why? Bad choices. Why? Bad choices by the awliya. هذه تقول إنها ابتليت بزوج لا يصلي. This woman now, where is her complaint? She's afflicted with a husband that does not pray. He don't want to pray. Don't want to pray. Now she's with him. Get up, Akhi Fajr. You get up. Leave me alone. Pray Dhuhr. I prayed. Lies. This, that. The woman, after a while, she find out this man, he's not serious. He doesn't pray. وهذه تقول إن زوجها يشرب المسكرات ويتعاطى المخدرات. This is Sheikh Fawzan. He said, and here is another complaint from another woman. What is her problem? What is her calamity now after she got married? She find out that that man, he drinks alcohol. And he do drugs. وَلْعِيَةُ بِاللَّهِ.
No.
She's stuck with him. Now she's married a man too. They married her to a man that do these things. وهذه تقول إن زوجها أمرها بالسفور وإلقاء الحجاب. Here is another woman, righteous woman. She want to please Allah. But that husband, he's the one who tell her, do not leave out. You're not going with me with that stuff on your head and your face. Commanding her to take off the khimar and the hijab. Me personally heard this. I have. Women, Allah guide them to the tariq and to the path. And instead for the husband to be very happy that Allahu Akbar, I have a woman that now she's, alhamdulillah, she's upon the path. And she's going to help me. He's like, look, why are you dressed like that? Take that off, subhanAllah. Naam. And the Shaykh is saying the same thing. وهذه تقول إن زوجها يستمتع بها في غير يريد أن يستمتع بها في غير ما حل الله فيجامعها يريد أن يجمع في نهار رمضان يجمع فيها حائض أو في غير المحل الذي أباح الله. Women complaining because that husband, he wants to enjoy her in a manner that is not pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. SubhanAllah. He wants to enjoy her in a manner and in a way and in a time that is forbidden. Shaykh says, in Ramadan, they fasting, but he wants. A'udhu billah. While she's ha'id on menses. And even in a place that is not permissible for him to enjoy himself with his wife. وهذه تقول, the Shaykh still bringing examples because he has some women, they're going through a lot of hardship, ikhwan. And sometimes those women are righteous women. It's not like they're bad women. They're good women. She fears Allah, her Lord. She prayed. And she was hoping that that man will even make her stronger and help her. And she studied with him. Now he's the source of her misery. He's supposed to make it easy for her. He is the source of her misery and hardship. لَيَادُ بِاللَّهِ Shaykh still give an example. وَهَذِهِ تَقُولْ إِنَّ زَوْجَهَا لَا يَبِتُ عِنْدَهَا لِأَنَّهُ يَسْهَرُ مَعَ الْفَسَقَ Another woman, she complained. What is her complaint? Her husband doesn't come home at night time. Doesn't come at Fajr. Come in the morning. Why? Because he spent the night with wicked friends. Doing what? Allahu A'lam. Yes, he spent the night or most of it with some wicked friends somewhere, and she's worried about him. And he came late, if not in the morning. Man al-mas'ul, who's responsible? Here's the question the Shaykh says. وَمَنِ الْمَسْؤُولِ عَنْ ذَلِكَ هُوَ وَلِيُّهَا الَّذِي أَسَاءَ الْإِخْتِيَارَ لَهَا وَخَانَ أَمَانَتَهُ عَلَيْهَا Who's responsible of this misery, these calamities, problems, hardship that many women face when they get married? The one who was responsible, the wali, the guardian, the wakil is responsible in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because he didn't make the right choice. He made a poor choice for her. And by that, he has betrayed the trust. The Shaykh says, the wakil, because he didn't make the right choice, he has betrayed the amana. This is the amana, Yahwan. He has betrayed the amana. وهو المسؤول أيضا عن فسادها وفساد ذريتها بسبب هذا الزوج الذي غشها به. This responsibility actually extends. Because some women, when they are afflicted with a wicked husband and a bad husband, they become bad too. And the children grow up in a bad way. Oh, who's responsible of all of this? That wali. It's all going on top of his head, as we say in our terms. SubhanAllah. Because he cheated her, the Shaykh says. That's cheating. Because the Sunnah, the Prophet ﷺ command the awliya to choose the one who is upright upon the religion. This man has no religion, no practice whatsoever. The Prophet ﷺ commands that the one that we should be pleased with for marriage, the man who has beside the good deen and upright upon the religion, is good manners. This man has none of that. That's cheating when he married her to someone who's not serious in his religion, has evil manners, has cheated that woman. And cheating and deception, is it allowed in Islam? No, it's not. Cheating is not allowed in Islam. Even in cars, yaakhi, what about the woman? Can you imagine if somebody cheated? He knows the problem of that car but he cheated because that's his friend. You went to a mechanic, for example, and there are good mechanics, by the way, okay? But there is good mechanics and maybe there is bad ones as well. But here is this mechanic, because his friend is selling the car, and somebody go to him, Akhi, you think, oh yeah, that's the best car around. So now he takes his statement, because he's a mechanic, and buy it. Next morning, break down the highway. Guess, get an estimate, transmission and the engine, both shut. That's cheating, that's deception. If that person don't know, at the least he says what? Allahu a'lam, I don't know, ask somebody else. Or you know what? Bring that car, I can check it for you. What about a woman? A man just, okay, yeah, mashallah, that's a good brother. He make 90,000 a year. That's what make him a good brother. That's it? Oh, he lives in a nice area. That's what make him. Alhamdulillah, if he has the deen and has a good manners, let him have a $90 billion. Why not? If it's from halal, alhamdulillah. Not just 90,000, 90 billion. But if he has no deen or nothing, that's it, he got nothing else. قال الشيخ حفظه الله وكما حث الإسلام على اختيار الأزواج الصالحين حث كذلك على اختيار الزوجات الصالحات. So it works both ways. The same way Islam incited us, those who are in charge of the women, to choose the right husband, the righteous one, that have good manners, likewise, it worked the same way as around to choosing the woman. You got to choose the right, the righteous wife. Now, fadlam. Now, so the Shaykh says, likewise, the same thing apply on choosing the righteous wife as well. The wali has to be careful in choosing the right husband. And the right husband, his description is in the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ. Is upright upon the deen of Allah, practicing it correctly, have a correct aqidah, aqidah salima, aqidah as-salaf, strong in iman, applies the deen, and have akhlaq as well, good manners. Likewise, you gotta choose a righteous woman. What qualifies the woman to be righteous? Hadith, once again, for the Messenger of Allah. We always find the answers in the deen of Allah, subhanahu, not in customs. No, in the deen of Allah. Here is a hadith. فعن عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله عنهما أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الدنيا متاع وخير متاعها المرأة الصالحة رواه مسلم. In the authority of عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله عنهما, that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he says, this world is an enjoyment. This dunya is enjoyment. But the best enjoyment of it is a righteous woman. Righteous wife. That's the best enjoyment. To have a righteous wife. In Sahih Muslim. وعن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم تنكح المرأة على إحدى خصال لجمالها ومالها وخلقها ودينها فعليك بذات الدين والخلق
تربت يداك. فاظفر بذات الدين والخلق أو فعليك بذات الدين والخلق. And the authority of Abi Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu, who said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the woman is married because of these characteristics, for these reasons. Beauty, some men marry women for their beauty, some for their wealth. Some women are married because they're beautiful, while others are married because they have money, they have wealth. While others are married because of their good manners and they are upright upon the religion. The Prophet ﷺ says, choose the one that is upright upon the religion and have good manners. That's the one you should choose. This hadith, his narration here in Musnad Imam Ahmad, عن ابن حبان وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه النظر حديثا صحيح البخاري المسلم أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال تنكح المرأة لأربع لمالها ولحسبها ولجمالها ولدينها فاظفر بذات الدين طلبت يداك. And another narration that the Sheikh Fawzan حفظه تعالى mentioned in صحيح البخاري in صحيح مسلم that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a woman is married for four reasons. Her wealth, her lineage, her beauty, or her religion. She's upright upon the religion. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, choose the one that have the religion. This narration, the Shaykh says, it means that al-hathu ala ikhtiyari zawj as-salihah بدون نظر الاعتبارات الأخرى من الحسب والمال والجمال مع الخلو من الدين. So this hadith incites us to choose the righteous woman without taking in consideration the lineage, the wealth, and the beauty if she has no religion, if she's not righteous, if she's not righteous. First thing you ask about is the religion. How righteous is this woman? What's her aqidah? Is her aqidah salima? She has aqidah al-salaf. في الأسماء, في الصفات, في الجنة, في النار. She has the aqidah of the Sahaba or what? That's a righteous woman. Does she pray according to the sunnah? And she has good manners. Sadiqah, is she truthful? Chaste? Okay, and all, she honest, and all of these things. Regardless. The Shaykh, he says, فَالدِّينُ فِي الْمَرْأَةِ يُغَطِّي مَا فِيهَا مِنَ الْعُيُوبِ. If a woman is religious and upright upon the deen, upon the minhaj of al-salaf al-salih, and she has the manners of al-Islam, that will make up for any other deficiencies. That will make up for any other deficiencies. بخلاف المال والجمال إذا كان بدون دين فإنهما يجران إلى مفاسد. It is as opposed if a person chooses a woman because of her wealth or her beauty, but she doesn't have no religion, no akhlaq, he got nothing but trouble. That choice of his would lead him to a lot of trouble. If she has the deen, alhamdulillah. As the Shaykh himself, he says, وَأَمَّا إِذَا اجْتَمَعَ فِي الْمَرْأَةِ الدِّينِ وَالْجَمَالِ وَغَيْرِهِ مِنْ صِفَةِ الْكَمَالِ فَذَلِكَ مِنْ تَمَامِ النِّعْمَةِ. A person should follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's about to get married, as I see a lot of young brothers in here, alhamdulillah. They want to get married, they have to follow this hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Make sure that woman, she's upright in the religion. And she have good manners. She have the good manners of Islam. Sheikh, he says, that's your priority.
This you cannot do without this one. And then Sheikh Fawzan Hamadali says, and if that woman, that she already have a good religion, she's upright upon the deen, her aqidah is the aqidah of the Salaf, she's righteous, she has good manners, and she's beautiful, and she has some money, Allahu Akbar, that's extra. That's extra. See? You don't ask for, is she beautiful? That's it. She don't pray. I teach her. I be patient with her. No, some people do that. Yeah, we find you this woman. She's a doctor. A doctor? Oh, how much she make? No, I don't know. She said maybe 200. That's it. That's it. She's a takfiriya. That's okay. As long as she doesn't do it with me. See how it is now? As long as she's okay with me, I'm okay with that. You're okay with that? Subhanallah. Some men. No, you want to choose the deen. The sheikh, he says, and if the beauty come with that, money come with it, lineage, Allahu Akbar. That's good. But first is the deen. See what the sheikh, he says? If a woman is upright upon the religion that you're about to marry, she has good manners, that will make for any deficiencies. She's poor, no problem. She's not poor, she's rich. She has the aqidah of the Salaf, man. That's the real righteousness, man. The woman has good manners. She's not going to give you a hard time. She has no lineage. She's rich with her aqidah of the Salaf, with her Quran, with her Arabic. That's what makes her rich. She's holding to the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. A man came to Amir al-Sha'bi, one of the tabi'een, one of the great scholars, Amir al-Sha'bi. He said to him, listen, ya Shaykh, I married a woman. She's okay, alhamdulillah, good, but one leg is she limps. I find out that she's limping. The sheikh, he said to him, then the man said, should I divorce her? He said to him, look man, if you marry her so that she can race in the Olympics, yes, divorce her. If you marry her so she can race in the Olympic Games, to give you gold medals, yes, divorce her. You marry her for what? See, the answer, the hikmah of the ulama. You not marry her to run long or short distances. He married her for her religion. Okay, alhamdulillah. Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen, rahimahullah ta'ala, he was explaining the chapter and the section of divorce in one of the books. I don't remember what it is. And he was talking about the uyub, the deficiencies that one of the spouses may see in the other after marriage. What ruling will take? Do they nullify the marriage contract and this and that? This man, he says to the Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen, rahimahullah, he says on tape, ya Shaykh, after he married that woman, he find out that she doesn't have no teeth. No teeth. Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen said, that's a good woman, man. At least you will never worry about her biting you. So the Shaykh, he brings some humor, hafidhahullah, rahimahullah. See how the Mashaykh bring some humor? But after that, he bring this humor, alhamdulillah, but then he gave him the answer. Okay? قال الشيخ لوك لكن كل نقص يمكن التغاضي عنه إلا نقص الدين. Any deficiency in the body, in the family, in wealth, you can overlook that except the deficiency in the religion. A woman, she may be poor, she has a religion. Bismillah, tawakkaltu ala Allah. A woman, she may not that pretty that you have your fantasies have in your dream, but she has religion. Make dua, get up for tahajjud and ask Allah to make her the most beautiful woman in your heart. Because that beauty that you see in the street and the magazines, that's fake. Fake. Shaitan make them beautiful to you because you are not following what's supposed to follow. Okay? The beauty is the beauty of the deen. He says, any deficiency you can overlook it, you can deal with it, except the deficiency in the religion. So inshallah ta'ala, we're going to continue, inshallah ta'ala, in this topic. As you know, maybe you noticed just from this first class, that is very important for us. Because we have families. Many of us are married, alhamdulillah, and have children. And we have some youth with us, alhamdulillah, they came tonight, and they're about to get married too. Because the youth of today, they're going to be the men of tomorrow. But you have to be prepared. You have to make the right choice. And inshallah, by making the right choice, that may save you from finding yourself in a bumpy road that you could avoid if you follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Don't do it your way and find out if it's okay or not. Do it the right way, the way of the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. هذا وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. جزاكم الله خيرا وبارك الله فيكم.